This morning we'll be reading from Mark 11, 22 through 25. And Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses." And then we'll turn to 1 John chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. "I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him." You may be seated.
A few years ago now, about this time, I was struggling with a post-Christmas holiday sinus infection. Bah, humbug. I had had my share of colds, flu, sinus infections over the years, just like everybody else, so that wasn't supposed to be a big deal. But never a sinus infection like this one. It was bothering my sleeping, my preaching, my traveling, my attitude, my everything. See, I had had sinus infections before, but they came and went. This one wouldn't go. I couldn't get rid of it. No matter how many antibiotics I took, no matter how many home remedies I tried, no matter how many times I fervently prayed about it, and believe me, I did. But God did not answer my prayer. And to tell you the truth, I'm not sure why. In fact, prayer is sometimes a mystery to me. I mean, why is it that sometimes God answers my prayer and sometimes he doesn't? See, at times I have prayed for people to be healed, and they were healed. But then there was a time I prayed fervently that a good friend would be healed from her cancer, and she wasn't. I prayed for God's leading in my life, and he did answer that and made it very clear what I was supposed to be doing. But there was a time when I prayed that God would intervene in a very painful church situation and turn things around so that vibrant ministry could go forward. But it didn't happen. It just got worse. You know, I read in the Bible about the time Joshua prayed and the sun stood still. When Jonah prayed, a big whale carried him safely to shore. When Daniel prayed, starving lions went on a diet. There are times when Dan Johnson prays, and God works wonders. But there are also times when I pray, nothing seems to happen. And it makes me ask, why didn't God answer my prayer? What about you? Dare you to be honest. Who's ever wondered why it seems like God seems to answer other people's prayers but not yours? How many would ever say that? That ever happened to you? Yeah. Well, today we're going to look at the why question. Why didn't God answer my prayers? Because for all of us, there are times that, you know, we're in a faith battle wondering when or if God will answer our prayers. And sometimes God answers prayers in such amazing ways that you have to sit back and go, wow, what a God thing. And other times you pray for something that surely appears to be God's will, and nothing happens. So why is it that God says yes to some prayers, and at other times he says no? Why doesn't God answer our prayers? Well, We're going to talk about that today, and by all, you know, this is not an exhaustive message on prayer, because prayer is just this huge topic. But I will admit my concern about this topic and why I'm talking about this today is that sometimes when we have had a negative experience with prayer, where we have literally cried out to God in our desperation, and it just feels like God hasn't answered our prayer, it has impacted our lives spiritually and impacted prayer from that point on. So we're going to look at this today because it's my hope that as we study God's Word, not only will your faith in God grow larger, but your desire to know Him more intimately through prayer will also increase. So the question, why didn't God answer my prayer? Well, let's look at three possible reasons why God doesn't answer our prayers. At least it feels that way. Once you turn to your outline, number one, maybe you have a broken relationship. Maybe you have a broken relationship. A broken relationship. Well, what has that got to do with your prayer life? Well, look at what Jesus said about relationships in prayer. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. In other words, before you go to God asking for something, make sure your relationships are restored. Maybe you have a relationship that is not what God would want it to be, and that's hindering your prayers. Maybe it's with a brother or sister or mom or dad or son or daughter. Maybe it's with an old friend or someone from your neighborhood or work. But when it comes to God, everything is about relationship. Relationship with Him and relationship with others. The Bible says, for anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus talked about something similar to this. Let me just paraphrase it. He said that before you go to the altar to offer your gift, if someone's mad at you, stop. Leave your gift and first go and make that relationship right. Then come back, worship God with your gift at the altar. So why doesn't God answer our prayers? Maybe we have a broken relationship. And in the most intimate of relationships, I find it interesting that God speaks about prayer. The Bible says, husbands, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect so that nothing will hinder your prayers. Interesting. Wives, you can use that one. Just hang on to that. Just put it in your pocket. By the way, okay? So did you hear that? It says, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. So why doesn't God answer your prayers? Maybe you have a broken relationship at home or in your family. There's a second reason. Maybe you don't believe God will answer. Maybe down deep, you don't believe God will answer. Faith, my wife, she was visiting our son Aaron a number of years ago now when he was in flight school out west. And when they were driving around, his cell phone rang, and he looked to see who it was. That was before the hands-off deal. And he saw it, and he said, oh, I'll talk to him later. Well, Faith said what made her concerned was she was sure that was what he was doing when we called. Oh, it's mom or dad. I'll call him later, right? You see, none of us like to call someone if we don't think they're going to answer. Maybe they're too busy or they're doing something more important. We all like it if when we call, they answer. Well, the Bible tells a story about a boy who was possessed by an evil spirit, and the spirit was tormenting him. So his father took the boy to get help from all sorts of places, including the disciples. But the disciples couldn't do anything for the boy. So the father met Jesus and he said to Jesus, "But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." He said to the God of the universe, "But if you can do anything, take pity on us." You can almost hear the hurt in Jesus' words when he said, "If you can." Jesus said, "Everything is possible for whom?" Say it out loud. Everything is possible for him who believes. There's a big difference between believing God can do something and God will do something. We have a little plaque in our kitchen that says, "Faith is not believing that God can do something, but that he will." So why doesn't God answer all your prayers? Maybe you don't really believe that he will. I heard this cute story. Let me just tell it. It's about a church that was just sick and tired of this wild bar down the street. I mean, all the partying and drinking and crazy behavior, all times, day or night. You know, it was keeping people up, and if they were trying to have a service, it could be disruptive. So the pastor finally, he had had it. So he said, "Okay, we're going to pray the bar out of existence." So the members all start praying. "God, go get them." After about 3 months of praying, lightning struck the bar. It caught on fire. It burned to the ground. Well, the bar owner, well aware of the pastor's prayer plot, sued the church for damages. And in court, the attorneys were asking questions of the pastor and other leaders. "Okay, just answer the question. Did you guys pray that God would remove the bar?" "Yeah, but we only prayed. It's not our fault." And the bar owner is saying, "Yes, it is. You prayed, and God answered your prayers." But the church people said, "Wait a minute. All we did was pray. It's not our fault." And the judge looked at them, and he said, "I can't believe what I'm hearing. Here we have a bar owner who believes in the power of prayer and a church that doesn't." You see, God responds to your faith. You can see it over and over again. One day, Jesus was walking along, and two blind men were following him. They called out to him, and they said, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." They begged Jesus to heal them, and so Jesus asked them point blank, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And they said, "Yes, Lord." And Jesus touched their eyes and said, "According to your faith will it be done to you." And their sight was restored. Why doesn't God answer your prayers? Well, maybe you have a broken relationship. Maybe you don't really believe that he'll answer your prayers. Or maybe you really haven't prayed through to find out if that is God's will or not. Or, thirdly, maybe God has a better plan. Maybe God has a better plan. The Bible says this is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. You want some assurance? You want something you can hang your faith on? Do you want something that no matter what, you can say, "I'm not going to give up on this"? Well, this is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything, let's read that together, that if we, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. That's God's promise to us. Well, here's an amazing thing. You see, God's will and his ways are higher than our will and our ways. So you may have things figured out, and you may have things planned, and it seems good to you, but God may have a better plan. And you trust him with that. Let me tell you a story, a true story. A number of years ago now, it was the day we were moving from California to Willmar, Minnesota. And let me just tell you, it was a disaster. I mean, the closing on the house was supposed to have been the day before, but the people buying the house, they wanted just one more walkthrough. The movers were late, because the help that they had arranged for didn't show up. Now, we had made arrangements. We knew that, okay, it was sold, the movers were coming in, we set up the motel, this is how far we're going to drive. We had all that stuff taken care of, we thought. But moment by moment, we were watching our schedule just disintegrate. Do you ever have a schedule like that? Yeah. We had committed all these things into God's hands, and I mean, good grief, we were going to the Willmar Church, we were going to enter into the life and the fellowship of that church. I mean, that's good, right? That's got to be God's plan. So why isn't it working out the way we thought? Why wasn't he answering our prayer for a smooth moving day? And then in the midst of this chaos and delay, our phone rang. And I had to leave our home to drive to the house of our dear friends to meet with our friend Gail and to tell her that her husband had just dropped dead that morning. He was healthy, he was fit, he was probably on the treadmill and had just dropped dead. And I'll never forget, as she entered her home and she'd been at a meeting and she was returning home, and when she saw me, she was so pleased. And I had to tell her that Keith had passed away. And then I waited with her while someone went to the high school to get their son Jay. And I held a young man who sobbed as his world had just crumbled. We had prayed. We had made plans. Good plans. Nothing wrong with our plans. But God had a different plan. His plan was for my family to be there, physically present, to minister to our dear friends in their grief. And I was glad to be there. You see, prayer isn't just getting God to do what we want, as much as it is surrendering to God to see what he wants to do. Can you trust God even when he doesn't seem to answer your prayers? And sometimes it's not that he doesn't answer. Sometimes it might be not now or no. Can you trust God then? The Bible tells a story about three young men who decided they would trust God, no matter whether he answered their prayers or not, whether he saved them or not. As Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were being led to certain death in a blazing inferno, so hot that the men who were sent to throw them into the flames died, they said, "The God we serve is able to save us from it. He will rescue us, but even if he does not, we will not serve your gods." So let me ask you this morning, do you have a broken relationship that is preventing God from answering your prayers? The Bible says God's hand is not too short to save, nor his ear too deaf to hear, but your sins have separated you from God and made his ear deaf so that he cannot hear you. Is there a relationship with someone that you need to see restored? That you forgive them so that God may forgive you, or maybe you humble yourself and you ask for forgiveness? Or when faced with the struggles and challenges of life, can you say, I believe, God, that you can? And that's a good place to start. All things are possible with God. But for some of you, the challenge is not only to believe that God can, but I believe that God will. Sometimes we don't pray through on things, do we? We don't pray through to really know that's what God's will is. We just hope it is and go, there, I've thrown it out there to God. And we never just pray through until we have that confidence and that assurance that that indeed is what God is meant to do, and he does it. So even if I don't see it, even if I can't understand, I believe you, God, that you have a better plan than mine, that your ways are not my ways. And just like the three Hebrew children when they were about to be thrown into the furnace, you will say, my God will rescue me. And even if he doesn't, I still believe. Even if he doesn't, I still believe. I believe in God, and I believe in prayer. Would you bow with me in prayer? Lord God, as we come to you today, we just have to be honest, admitting that we often struggle with this whole area of prayer, which is why, for many of us, we don't really pray all that often. And often we don't make it a priority. We can suffer from unforgiveness and broken relationships, and this hinders you from working in our lives. Right now, we ask you to forgive us. And right now, I pray for this congregation that you would speak to anyone here who is harboring pride or unforgiveness in their heart towards someone else, that they would give that up to you and realize that that is not your plan or purpose for their lives, but that they can forgive, and that you would give them the power to forgive the person who has injured them. And God, for some here, they have doubted that you will do something for them. Maybe they asked before and something didn't happen and they were hurt and they were offended, and right now they're just doubting. They believe you can, but they don't believe you will. In reality, they may not believe that you truly love them enough to act in their lives. God, would you please reveal your eternal love, your unconditional love to these people today? And God, for some here, they need to surrender their plans and will to your plans. Help them to know that even if they can't understand, when they don't see your plan, they can trust your heart, knowing that you are working in their lives and on their behalf, your perfect will for their life. Encourage them to know you're working for them and not against them. And no matter what, they can trust you. For all of us here today, I pray that you'd give us eyes to see and understanding hearts to know that the real question is not why do you not answer our prayers. You always answer. Help us to see your answer and to trust your love and your kindness in our lives. Amen.